Hey man, this is Dalvin. If you're not listening to Not That Serious Podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud, you're really bugging.
Dom checking in for another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Hey yo, it's Mina. Check out Not That Serious Podcast with my boy LZ and Big Mike, the realest motherfucking podcast ever.
Yo, it's your boy Shay, and I'm fucking with the Not That Serious Podcast where niggas wear silk daddies even if they got bald heads.
We need to find a better way for us to start the podcast other than you just saying yo 9 times.
What if we just have like a conversation? You just click, we just have like a conversation that we wouldn't have on here.
We were doing that before.
Yeah.
Well, what conversation would we have? Like, you know.
We would just start like talking and then we would like go into.
We're like, so your ass itch ever itch crazy? And welcome to the podcast.
Whoa, what was you saying? You was like, I eat pussy real good. And you was like, man, I was like, damn, but like, you eat mine.
Something like that would be perfect.
He was like, how you was
we was upstairs.
Girl, this girl was like, I want to kill myself.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, what are you doing? He was like, I eat pussy real good. And I was like,
damn,
but
you eat mine.
You eat mine.
Shout out to her, wherever she is. I hope she's not near about a bottle of pills because she likes to pull that card.
She got to start now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We are recording. What's going on? What's going on, y'all? It's Not That Serious, the podcast. We are back again for another week. Mm-hmm. You already know what that means. Another week equals what, motherfuckers? Another episode of the greatest podcast known to man, ape, and cephalopod.
Yeah.
And
it's moving up the animal kingdom.
You already know who it is. We got me, Big Mike in the building.
LZ.
And we got, we were cured for a week. And in the fastest case of system ever, our sister's regrown. We got it excised, and I guess they didn't clear the rest of the sac lining when they removed it. Surely enough, it's grown back. It's grown. It's only grown from the top back because it doesn't work out its legs. And it's all the way back from fuck it, Thailand.
Isn't it pronounced something else? Was it
Phuket?
Phuket.
Nah, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck
it's
it.
It's pronounced a lot fuck it, Thailand.
Yeah.
All the way from Ladyboy Land.
All the way from Bussy World.
It's Corey. Corey. How did it throw
seal? Suck my pussy.
Oh my God, from the back. So how was what's going on, man?
It's good to be back. I missed you guys, actually.
Yeah, we missed you too. Unfortunately, like surprisingly.
Yeah.
So how was Thailand? Let's go through give us the deets.
It was good. I think like
No. Talk about it like you're excited to leave the fuck. Yeah, it was cool. Open up and share with us your friends.
Nah, so pretty much it was 20 hours to get there. So it took 2 days, right?
Okay.
So the first flight was 13 hours.
Where'd you leave out of?
I left from Philly to Boston, which was an hour. And then...
Why Boston?
Because... and then Boston to Doha. Because the type of plane we were using is too big to take out of Philly. So it needed an airport appropriate for the size. Mm-hmm. So we left at about approximately like 11.
In the morning?
11 p.m. here. And we got there 6 p.m. there, right?
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, so...
Holy shit.
So, look. So like I said, we take off close to midnight, right? Mm. And I had, like, the window up. And it's pitch black. It's midnight. Mm. And I took 2 Benadryls. Shout out to Kara, who told me to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, so I...
Shout out to the homie Kara.
Yeah. So, I was asleep for, like, 8 hours. And then I wake up, and then, boom! The sun is right there. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm, like, blind a little bit, right? So then I had a 2 hour layover in Doha.
Doha, where's that?
Doha is the capital of Qatar. It's like about an hour from Dubai. Right? Okay. So it's like right underneath Saudi Arabia, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I got a 2-hour layover, and I know I got to go through customs so I can get to Phuket, right? Because I had a layover, right? Mm-hmm. So I got about 40 to 35 minutes, right, to play with. And we're landing. I'm like, yo, I'm going to get something to eat. And then we land, and they're like, because it is Ramadan, any eating, drinking, or smoking is illegal, and you will be arrested.
Nigga, what? Yeah. Because you're... What?
Yeah. So I had to take... So I got Burger King, and I had to wait till I got on the plane, and we took off to eat, just to be safe. Yeah.
So hold on. Them niggas is going to put you in jail.
Technically, they could have, for eating in public. They had, like, a private smoke room, which I saw that, and people were, like, a private smoke room. But as far as, like, eating in public, nah.
Wow.
Yeah, so then after that...
Shout out to all our Muslim brothers going through Ramadan, brothers and sisters. So then, you know what I mean?
So then after that was a 7-hour flight to Thailand, which wasn't bad. I slept the whole way. And then we got there, and it was cool. It was just like... It was probably like... To the resort from the airport, it's probably like an hour drive. Not because it's far. It's just so much traffic there, you know? Mm-hmm. And the thing that caught me off guard was it's stray dogs everywhere. Like stray dogs.
It's one of those places.
Everywhere. Like, it was... That kind of made me uncomfortable a little bit because I'm like a huge dog lover. And you got dogs in the street that are just like hungry as shit and thirsty. That's just in front of the resort.
You can't feed them.
You can't feed them. You can't.
Why can't you?
If you feed one, you're going to have this gang of them.
Yeah.
And I almost, like, the pictures I just showed you, I wanted to bring him some water, but I knew if I brought him some water, the niggas at the hotel would be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah, they'd be like, don't bring that shit over here.
Yeah, exactly.
You should have put it out of his misery and killed it.
All right, you don't. All right. Anyway.
You should have strangled it with your feet.
Yeah. You should have given it the I Am Legend treatment. You
should have put it...
Nah, but I was...
A little cross face, a little Chris Benoit cross face to the puppy.
Anyway, moving along. So the resort we stayed at was like 4.5 out of 5 stars.
Nice.
But I couldn't figure out like why that last star. But then when you get there, you see why. Because like the resort's on like the side of a mountain. Mm-hmm. So you have to walk up hills everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's just like you could be take a shower and then you're sweating because it's just so many damn hills. And it's just like... fucking ridiculous. And it's like it's hot and muggy there every day. It was their raining season, but it never really affected anything. Like we still were able to do excursions and everything.
Okay.
And then the excursions were beautiful. If you saw the pictures, like, I've never seen like water so clear before, bro. Like,
that's my main goal when I go somewhere. I want to go. I don't care where it is. I don't care if it's close. I don't care if it's far. I just want to see some clear water.
Some clean water.
And I've had discussions with them. I just want to go somewhere where it's clear water, where I can...
You look down and you see, like, fish.
I see my feet. Yeah, I see fish.
Yes.
That's all. I don't... Yeah. I don't care if it's in the Bahamas. I don't care if it's in... Fuck it, Phuket. I don't care if it's in... Fuck it, Phuket. Walk it like I talk it. I just want to see my feet in the water. I want to see... I just... That's it. Like, yeah, I think, good.
I think, like... Me going there, it kind of showed me how entitled I was because it was like a situation where I was like talking to somebody and you could tell he didn't speak English, so it was like a little bit of a barrier and I was getting frustrated like, yo, why don't you speak English? And I'm thinking like, nigga, I'm in your country, like
fuck it,
like nigga, I'm in Phuket. Why don't you understand my foreign language?
Exactly, right?
Like it was Chinese nigga coming up to you right now, be like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Why don't you speak Chinese? Nah, but I couldn't get over how, like, nice and polite everyone is.
Really?
Like, yeah, it's like everyone is, like, so, like, people walk by and be like...
That's the that's the Asian culture, like, not even just, like, China and Japan, like, all across Asia specifically, from anywhere from Japan to India, all that, they're very big on politeness.
Respect.
Very big on respect, politeness.
And like
But, funnily enough, they're so big on that, but they're some of the most racist people.
Oh, yeah, right? Nigga, it was
wild,
like,
but people, okay.
Nah, and like... And like obviously when you
did
go
you
to
encounter work, racism
I was about to get to that and it's just like you get people that won't even make eye contact with you. You and like obviously if you see like a white person or something like that, you'd assume they're from the United States. Nah, they'd be like from England, Australia. They wasn't like, I don't fuck with you niggas either. They probably was looking at me like, how can you even afford this shit, nigger?
Yeah.
And it's just like what the thing I put in the group chat the other day. So I was walking in like downtown Phuket and it was like this truck and it was like a boxer on top of the truck, and that's how they promote the fights. They don't have like commercials or nothing. They just had a nigga on top doing shadow boxing. It's fight Monday.
That's that the actual dude that's in the fight?
I believe so.
Holy shit. Like,
God damn.
What if they like to advertise the game, they got Odell just doing this, right. Running drills in the back of a truck.
Celebrating on the back of a fucking U-Haul.
They say, you want to see this dance live?
Yeah, that'd be kind of wild.
Come through on Sunday.
But I got a chance to interact with some elephants. That was dope. That was in a, like, I chose this one specifically because, like, you could go to ones where they treat the animals, like, awful. Mm. And usually those are, like, the riding ones. But this one, you weren't allowed to ride them, which was also good because I'll get to that. But all of these elephants were rescued from, like, all over the world.
Mm.
So, like a few of them were from, like, the Miami zoo or whatever. And the reason why they were saying that you shouldn't invest your money into riding ones is because they, like, separate them from their kids and they beat them to, like, install, like, a work-like mentality.
And a lot of times they fucking snap and they kill niggas.
Yeah, exactly, because they're so frustrated. So, like, they had one there that they didn't even let us interact with because it has, like, so much anxiety being around humans because she was beat on so much.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, they'll separate you from your kids, and then if you cry, they'll automatically beat you so that they instill the fear that, oh, if I cry or complain, I'm going to get beat.
Wow. And elephants, like, are smart, too.
Smart
so
as hell, bro.
Like, that's
smart
how they can...
Well, elephants don't forget. Yeah, like, they're very... Like, they don't forget
anything. They don't forget anything. Yeah. And it's just like, yeah. So, that was good. Yeah. I'm excited for Not That Serious, the podcast, to take on Vegas.
Facts.
That's coming up soon, you know?
I mean, lit.
Yeah, I guess I gotta do it.
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah,
nigga. Because you feel sick if we go out there and have the time of our lives. You stay here doing nothing.
Yeah, man. So you might as well. I already put in for the PTO, you know, so I'm
exactly. Right. You might as well join the squad.
As I get off the plane, I'm like, so, where's the Everclear?
You was trying to get your tickets Friday, right?
Yeah.
All right, I get paid Friday, so. And that'll be great because that's going to be my overtime check. So,
oh, wow.
So, look at that. I guess we get the tickets then. All
right. Man, small world.
Yeah. All right. Not that serious. It's taking on Vegas.
Whoop-de-doo.
Ooh. Don't expect too much out of niggas.
We should blog this shit.
Yeah, so.
To be honest.
Glad to have the sis back, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Another week is kind of slow. Like, there's some things have happened. Yeah. But you know, you know how it is. You know how it is, guys. We're gonna speed it. We're gonna do the sports as fast as we can, and then we're gonna get into the garbage.
Yeah, the garbage.
You know, the usual garbage of the day.
Yeah.
What's up? All right. So in the NBA world, you already know it's the Golden State Warriors, Kawhi and them. A.K.A. the Toronto Raptors in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
That starts
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow, today, whichever you want to.
Tomorrow, finally, yeah. Bet. So, all right, so you already know on the Golden State Warriors, you know, on their usual trip to the finals.
It's the fourth straight one, right?
Yeah, they have a tradition on spanking the Rockets on their way there. It's like having motherfucking eggnog at Christmas time.
it's every year.
It's a tradition. You know what I mean? So, I guess the Rockets, Daryl Morey, the GM for the Rockets, is fed up.
Yeah.
And he made an announcement today. Apparently, it's coming out now.
All them niggas.
Everybody. Everybody for the right price.
It's touchable.
Can't everybody. Be touched. There are including, no... Yeah. Untouchables.
Is that James Harden, Chris Paul, all the
James
niggas.
Harden, if you singing the right tune, that bearded nigga could be out of Houston in a second.
Yeah.
They're saying they really, really want to get Chris Paul out of there.
Yeah, he has a fat contract, so they're trying to get him out of there.
Surprise, surprise.
surprise.
They want to get the 40-year-old nigga making $40 million a year out of there, who's a loser, out of there. Wow.
Real. He's definitely going to L.A. now. Like,
they
want to
get the biggest,
shot.
Oldest fraud in NBA playing today.
The point fraud, right? Shout out to Sam.
Shout out to Sam Pick and Pop Podcast for coining that lovely term.
Yeah.
Because that's he's a fucking fraud.
Yeah. But it's looking like he's gonna end up in LA with LeBron. So
they're saying that
it makes sense. You know, LeBron's gonna recruit him.
They're saying
they never played together.
They're saying that the package might be Lonzo and a pick for Chris Paul.
Mm.
And sure, I don't. This is the. This,
I feel like it works for both teams.
I feel like it. Both teams lose in this regard.
I mean, who else would you really trade?
You don't trade for Chris Paul. You let them nigga rot.
I don't think they're getting AD, so I think they need to just... Because they're saying that LeBron has been recruiting Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler, yeah.
And Kawhi, and they've been chatting with Jimmy about Jimmy going over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever. Jimmy's running it back with the real niggas.
I damn sure hope so. We need that nigga.
Now, Kawhi, I guess he can get that mute nigga to come over there, baby, because he's at home.
Yeah, he just likes L.A. Like,
yeah, he just likes the motherfucking...
He wants to be home.
He just wants to drive his 97 Tahoe.
Yeah.
To the yeah, I don't...
Down
I don't,
Sunset.
Yeah, with the windows up in the summertime. Yeah,
with the AC don't work.
No, he's a fucking... He's like a nigga that have windows down and the AC on. Wasting shit.
He drives with headphones in.
Kawhi
drives
with
headphones.
That's how he listens to his music. Yeah. Headphones in. Nigga listens to... The car just like... Just rickety and silent.
Nigga listens to NPR while he's driving.
Nah. Kawhi definitely listens
to NPR.
And now the situation in Korea has grown cautious now. That's all he listens to.
Shout out to Kawhi.
You boring ass nigga.
Fucking mutant.
Fucking prick. Fuck that nigga forever.
I mean,
getting that motherfucking March Madness ass shot on niggas, man.
Yeah, it was a lucky shot. But the luck, you know, he still worked for that, and he still had to be the nigga to make it. And if it was anybody that was gonna make that shot, like I said, I'd rather be Kawhi. Because if it was Fred VanVleet that made that shot, I would have fucking killed him. I would have murdered him.
I'd have fucking jumped off the fucking.
I would have went to jail.
I'd have jumped off the Ben Franklin Bridge, slit my throat on the way down.
On the way down, I'd just slip my wrist and do push-ups for 10 minutes.
Yeah,
just pumping them out, Hannah Baker.
Just a blood spurt. Just watch the blood spurt all over the floor. And
sorry if there's a trigger warning in there, but sorry.
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 We're allies, I promise you.
We're allies. No matter the situation, we're your allies.
We're everybody's allies.
No matter what we say, we're always on your side. All right?
Dead ass. No matter what we say.
If you say we're wrong, fine. I'm on your side.
We're on your side, though.
We're that friend.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're talking about.
We just be chatting. But as soon as you tell us that we were wrong for what we said, I'm on your side. All right, babe.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, you cooking, though. You got that. You cooking with grease, sir.
Yeah. Stir it up.
You on fire, pimp.
Playboy. Sorry.
You think I'm gonna argue? Nope.
Nope. Because I know.
I know I ain't shit. I know it. I've known this for a long time.
For Grippington. It's all right.
For a long minute.
It's all right.
What were we talking about? Kawhi.
Yeah.
Being the Rockets. So everybody's up for grabs.
Yeah.
I think the trade is like, whatever. If they do it, I mean, nobody really went. The teams don't get better. To me.
I think it's on track for the Lakers to get better because obviously once Chris Paul gets there, other people are going to move too. So
I don't think nobody's following Chris Paul, man.
No, I mean in general.
Nah, but here's the thing. I think if they get rid of Chris Paul, they're going to clear up a lot of cap space.
Yeah,
like
sure.
I saw something crazy that they're going to try to trade for like AD, attempt to. But you know,
who's going to clear a lot of cap space?
If the Rockets get rid of CP.
Oh, they will. Yeah, I mean that could have worked for. You know, I take that back. That could work in the Rockets' favor to clear a lot of cap space because that nigga is asking for a lot. But if you're the Lakers, what do you stand to gain? You get this old ass nigga. Okay, yes, he's LeBron's fucking butt buddy. But he commands $40 million a year, like, and you know he's not playing all year.
Yeah,
no, you're not.
You know you're gonna get at most 60 games out of the guy.
That's being generous.
That's if everything is working right. You're probably gonna get 50 games out, my nigga.
Yeah,
and then you still gotta play better teams in the playoffs.
Well, I think the Lakers feel like
it's really the. I'm sorry to cut you off, but it's gonna be LeBron. And Chris Paul with a bunch of young dickheads as per year.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's going to stay like that. I highly
who
doubt it's going to stay.
Pay, though? You're giving him a lot of money.
Man, they're going to take whatever hit they can get because they're trying to win now. They're trying to win now. And if, especially no with the Warriors who are most likely going to break up. We don't know who's going where yet. But it's looking like KD ain't going to be there and Boogie and Klay.
So it's probably just going to be Steph and Draymond. They're not going to lose all three of them.
Yeah, they are.
All three, bro?
No. Wait, you say they're going to lose. I think Boogie stays, especially because he got hurt.
Boogie stays because he got hurt because he has make no sense. Value to go anywhere.
Yeah, it
else.
Would make sense if he
number
stays.
Number one.
It would make sense if he KD's stays. But he only there. Signed a one-year contract, so he's going to sign another short term.
Like, I'm not 100% on KD's leaving.
KD's nah, he's out definitely there, leaving. He's definitely
gone. I don't know.
I think the only one that they should just focus on keeping is Klay.
Because yeah, Klay want to stay.
Yeah.
Klay don't want to leave.
I don't know, man.
Klay just want to get paid
and shoot threes.
And Klay, have get his respect.
Klay probably wants to go to
really
fuck,
what it is.
That's all he wants. He something. Just wants to know that he's valued.
Yeah.
And once KD leave and they can really give him some bread, he's going to be fine. And then that team, without KD, they're still the dominant force in the league to me.
Because they looked very hard to defend against Portland. Yeah. In the screen.
Think that was the 73-9 team.
Yeah, it was. Andrew Bogut was out there too.
That had Andrew Bogut. Oh, your Bogut Bogut with Boogie Cousins? Great,
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah, that never could work out. It couldn't have worked out anymore.
Let's talk about the only reason they lost because they lost Draymond on some fucking fluke shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, the HGH was pumping crazy on LeBron. And Kyrie was Kyrie back then. He's not that nigga no more.
Well, do you think it would be him or Chris Paul to end up in L.A.? Kyrie or Chris?
It would behoove them to get Kyrie.
Yeah. Apparently, Kobe's recruiting Kyrie right now, and they've been exchanging a word about him coming. But I honestly think it's between the Knicks or the Lakers.
I think he wants to be with LeBron again.
I wouldn't be mad at that.
I think he wants to be with LeBron.
That's the only.
I feel like that's his safety net.
That's his place. That's his place to be.
Yeah.
Because by yourself, it ain't you,
ain't
Chief.
It. You know it what ain't I? It. You know you I saw. It. I saw ESPN talking about is Kyrie a Batman or a Robin?
That nigga's a Robin.
He's a Robin. But at the same
time, he's a fly ass Robin.
That's what I'm saying. It's not like when they make that statement, it's not taking anything away from Kyrie.
Yeah.
Because he's still a ridiculous basketball player. He's just not the nigga that should be number one.
And that's okay.
That's fine.
It's okay.
But I think his pride was getting in the way. Like, that was the issue at first. Like, all right, I'm not number one. I need to be number one. And I don't think he realized being number one, you have to be a leader, too.
Yeah.
You can't just go out on the court.
You can't just go out there and ball, nigga. You got to run the shit,
exactly.
too.
Ask James Harden, nigga. Like,
yeah.
There's certain qualities that you need when you're being a leader. And honestly,
mm-hmm. That's why KD went over there. I don't think he's built for that either.
I don't think he's a leader.
None of them niggas are built to run the shit.
Yeah.
They're not a run the ship type of nigga. So, if KD and Kyrie do go to New York,
mm-hmm.
God bless the Knicks. It's going to be interesting just because them two niggas can ball. Just off the strength. Them two niggas can ball, and that's the most ballish niggas they've had since motherfucking. I don't remember.
The only thing with those niggas, when it's good, it's good. But when it's bad, it's bad, nigga. Like,
it's motherfucking
it's bad.
You. And then you know with the New York media on top of that.
Jesus. Yeah, it's not.
So it could be.
It would be interesting.
You know what that's going to be like? You know what? The perfect equivalency. That's going to be the fucking basketball version of the Raiders. Now, it could be
right
amazing.
Now? Yeah.
Or it could be fucking a shit show.
And they just got Richie Incognito.
Disaster. That shit looks like a motherfucking NFL blitz team.
It kind of does.
Just all the delinquents.
Who? Incognito?
Yeah, for punching a wall in his grandma's house.
Recently?
Yeah, he just got charged.
Wow.
That's like they just wrangled up all the delinquents.
It is. They got Vontaze Burfict.
All the fuck niggas.
Why is that nigga in the league still? Like, yeah. I'm sure Pac-Man Jones probably tried to get over there too, and they told him no, so he retired.
Yeah.
Like,
fuck y'all.
I don't know, man. It's definitely spooky in Oakland. I like it. I like the way it's looking. They're on the up and up. But anyway, back to basketball. I think they have a better shot at getting Kyrie. I feel like that would make a lot more sense because he's the younger basketball player. Him and LeBron,
LeBron and Chris Paul. We don't have to trade him.
Exactly. You just sign him. LeBron and Chris Paul, they're butt buddies, but if I'm the Lakers, man, let Chris Paul go play in fucking Orlando or some shit, nigga. I don't give a fuck.
I would never
Rob Pelinka.
Yeah, what did? Speaking of him, so what did he do?
All right, so apparently he's been telling this story a lot.
Like, yeah.
So he told a story about how Kobe was about to play the Knicks, and like before the game, he happened to watch The Dark Knight, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this nigga said that after Kobe saw the movie, he was so impressed with Heath Ledger and how locked in he was for that character. So then Kobe calls Rob Pelinka and says, I need you to set me up a dinner with Heath Ledger so I could talk to him about this role. So then Rob Pelinka looks The Rock.
Stop.
No, keep going. That's the point. When Heath Ledger... Yeah.
No, I have a question before we get to that.
Okay.
What the fuck was Kobe going to do with that information?
Nothing.
All right.
Absolutely fucking nothing.
Right. So then he goes on to say that Kobe was locked in, asking Heath questions at dinner, and he took that knowledge and then went on to go to the Garden and play the Knicks and, you know, did Kobe shit. And then, like, it's like, moron, you know Heath Ledger died 6 months before the movie came out? Like what?
And he's just telling the story.
He told the story to this year's Lakers.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like, this year's Lakers.
I saw him telling the story to somebody.
God bless them young kids on that team, because I know they just...
They ate it up.
They be... You know what? I talk a lot of shit about the Lakers.
It's not their fault.
It's not their fault, though. It really is. It's a circus
over there. Shit is fucked up from the top.
I'd be surprised if any of them turn into anything worth anything. Like,
nigga, you look at Magic. Michael Beasley was the starting small forward.
He's in China right now.
He was in China.
He plays for the Mao Zedong Dragons.
Nigga plays for the Ding Dong Ding Dong. So this nigga was in
Ding Dong Ditch.
He was in China before the season even ended.
Yeah, he was.
Like, that shit is crazy. But I don't know, man. Like, good luck to them. But like you said, a lot of them niggas ain't gonna be worth much.
It's a damn shame because all of them niggas had potential when they came in. They all had
high hopes.
Josh Hart.
Yep.
Motherfucking Brandon Ingram had high hopes. Kyle Kuzma, high hopes.
Lonzo Ball,
high. And they might ruin all of them, nigga. All of them.
Yeah.
Which is incredible.
It's the effect of LeBron.
That's fucking...
Like, I don't... And
I would have never... Oh,
and
man.
They put all their chips on LeBron holding these young niggas.
And then speaking of the Lakers, what the fuck is going on with Magic? What is he, abusing employees?
Nah, he said that wasn't true because he said that, like, he said the Lakers, like, they have an HR office. He's like, I never got called there. He was like,
why the fuck would you call? All right, now let me counter that with this. That's Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
You think Magic Johnson, they call him Magic Johnson in the HR to discipline him?
Apparently he was, like, bullying people, like, or, like, intimidating.
But here's my thing. They said he was only there once a week. How much are you really
getting? Yeah, how much time is he getting in? Like, yeah.
And that's sometimes. That nigga was on a part-time
job. What is he really doing?
So, now that's where we got to clear up. Is he there once a week? How long is he there for? And then if you're there, what are you doing to people?
They said the Lakers never saw him, especially if they was at an away game.
Really? He wasn't in town.
I believe that. And then, you know what's also funny about this? It's like, yo, Stephen A. Smith be like, going to bat for this nigga. Like,
yeah, he does. Yeah, he defends him.
He defends him where it's like,
he's black.
They're friends.
Yeah, they're friends. He's black, defending another black man.
But sometimes,
nah, you gotta look at it from Magic.
You look crazy.
Nah, but I definitely do respect what Magic's saying. He's like, yo, I don't need this money from the Lakers. I'm doing y'all a favor. Yeah. He's like, I make a lot more money from my other
business. I don't see what the fuck favors he's doing.
His name. He's Magic Johnson.
Yeah,
he's
no, but what? Yeah, but what good has happened to the Lakers since he got the job?
No, but I'm just saying, apparently, going off what he said, he didn't have the power that he wanted to make the decisions that he needed to make to better
them. I don't think I want him to make the decisions. He's not a... It's nothing about him that shows me he's like ready to run. First of all, coach a team, run a team, map out the course of a team's future. Because from what I see, he's not a great talent evaluator.
Why do you say that?
Why do I say that? Yeah. He called Michael Carter Williams the next Jason Kidd. Next.
Nah, you got that one.
You got it? Do I have it? All right, bet.
That's such a bad comparison. Like,
I didn't like
that. Oh, my gosh. What the fuck? All
right, you got that.
Yeah. Like, that's, like, what?
That was bad.
Like, and then he has no experience. I'm not big on just giving niggas because he was around. Nah, bro, I don't give a fuck. Like, you was cool playing. You were the man playing. That's what you do.
Even like Elton Play. Brand. Elton Brand was in the D-League doing his thing.
Elton Brand grinded in the D-League for a minute doing that. So he earned that job, and he was in the culture. First of all, he played for the team. Mm-hmm. Then he did, he worked, did like some other office shit. Yeah. Then he did the D League shit. Now you grind for that, you work for that. He worked well. And then he came out, he did big money deal, real big bullshit.
Yeah, he right. like, yeah, he's doing the shit.
Magic ain't done yeah. shit like that. Not even close. What good trade has he did?
He hasn't made any trades.
He didn't make any.
Yeah, Zubac away from.
What the?
What is he doing? He brought Rajon Rondo in. Whoa. Yo, he brought in JaVale McGee.
Niggas traded JaVale
McGee. Wait. You signed LeBron James. You brought in motherfucking JaVale McGee. Fuck you, Magic. Please, I'm not buying that shit, bro. I'm not trying to hear that shit. Like some niggas, like, you need to do what you do. You good at being an ambassador for the game and smiling, my nigga. I don't want you running
smiling
shit.
Wave.
Smile and wave, nigga.
Oh, man.
All they need to do is get, man, fuck that.
Magic's a funny boy, bro.
Yeah, Magic's a funny boy. And then he got some, he should be hiding away after the fuck way he quit on niggas.
Yeah, he quit in a very unprofessional way. The most niggified way ever.
I wouldn't.
Literally told the press that they were telling me in the meeting talking about next year.
He said, and I'm like,
and I said, I'm not going to be here.
That nigga just said, the nigga said he was in a meeting and with his boss the day before for 3 hours. They took a break in the, they broke for lunch.
And he broke with him.
He broke for
knowing
lunch.
Knowing damn well
he wasn't coming back, or at least knew he was thinking about never coming back. And he doesn't disclose this. He's like, yeah, man, in 3 years, we should think about doing what LeBron. Knowing damn well 3 years ain't even there on his mind. Man, fuck Magic Johnson, man. Please, funny. Man.
Me and Rob Pelinka just never got along. I thought that Genie Bus had gave me more power. Like that.
Nigga,
I don't give a shit. You was incompetent.
Man.
Like,
shout out to Magic,
bro. Yeah. He's over on Starbucks.
What's up? One last thing with the NBA. I wasn't gonna talk about Giannis being a fraud, but you know, whatever.
I wouldn't say he's a fraud. He just got figured out by a team with a better player. And
you know what?
His teammates didn't step up.
It's not his fault. He was who he was the whole time. But you know, niggas like to choose. Mm-hmm. It's like some clique where they choose who they want the next guy to be, mm-hmm. and they just go.
Well, he was hot. Players get hot. Niggas get hot.
I'm not making you the face of my league yet.
Yeah,
my
even Peyton Hillis was hot.
Yeah, and it's.
Remember how hot Jeremy Lin was?
They put him on one.
Yeah. See, like, there's players that get hot.
See, that's the thing in the media. That nigga was hot for fucking 5 games.
He was hot for 17 days.
They put his motherfucking.
I'm pretty, like, literally, I think Lin's sanity lasted 17 days.
He almost got an NBA All-Star game. Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put his sweet and sour ass on the cover of Time magazine. Really? And now he's in fucking Toronto stealing.
He's on Toronto. He's in the finals.
Stealing. That nigga hasn't taken off his warm-ups in 37 days.
He's in the finals, man. Finesse your way to the top. Fake it till you make it. But there's just certain players that get hot. So, and Giannis is actually a freak of nature. So him getting hot was a big deal. And he's actually going to be an NBA. He's going to be an elite player.
For and then the what's that life. Story like he was in the... In the streets of Greece.
Yeah,
he was some fucking peasant. Like, yo, that nigga was just living in Greece. He has a nice Nigerian family. He just
lived there.
He wasn't fucking some fucking,
I don't know.
In a caste system of the bottom tier system. And the peasants.
He was either this or being an engineer. Right?
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure.
He had options.
I'm pretty sure he was okay.
Like, Giannis Antetokounmpo he's a good kid.
Yeah. They call that nigga Giannis ain't gonna win in Toronto.
The nigga lost 4 straight.
He
so
did.
I mean,
it was a sign.
Nah, to be honest, if it's a certain role, they go up 3-0.
Who?
Like, Toronto won their first game in, like, double overtime. But I'm saying
they
don't get that role.
Oh, yeah. They were up 2-0. They could have went up 3.
Yeah, they almost did.
But they figured him out. And then once they got figured out, Chris Middleton, who's supposed to be this all-star, you know, shooting guard, faded away. Brooke Lopez faded away. Whoever Eric Bledsoe, Eric Bledsoe didn't. It's like he didn't even get off the fucking bus. Like he was
sucks, bro. Yeah, like steak a link. Steak a link. Like it's like it's gonna. It's what happened was went wrong with the boxes. What's gonna go wrong with the Raptors against the fucking Warriors? It's one stud.
I don't think you figure out Kawhi Leonard though.
I know, but.
You can limit him.
You can limit him. But and you don't going, figure
and
him
and
out.
And then you limit him, and it's like, as soon as one or two of them fucking sideline players don't step up.
Yeah, it's over. Kawhi is one of those dudes who can affect the game other than just having the ball, though.
Because he's a fucking defending
guy.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. And his basketball IQ is out of this world.
But I don't know if he's a great communicator of that. To his teammate, he seems like one of the dudes that know that's like, I know it, so why don't you know it?
Mm-hmm. I don't get that vibe from him. I get that vibe from Kyrie. I don't get that vibe. From
I don't think Kyrie's basketball IQ is that high.
It's not.
What do you think? He said he's a genius, bro. So that's I know you're not a genius.
Yeah,
he's,
yeah, exactly. Once yeah, you, as soon as you say you're a genius,
when I
already said, told you what I was. Yeah. Oh God.
Yeah.
Like as soon as you start yelling out shit like that, come on, dog, you're invalid.
Yo, I'm not a virgin. I get mad. Puss.
I get hella puss.
He's like, "Where's your girlfriend at? She go to another school. Yeah, you don't know her.
You never seen her before."
Yeah. All right,
got a million followers.
Yeah.
All right, bro. You got it.
Niggas used to kill me with that shit.
All right, last thing with the NBA, sports in general before we move on. So, Corey told me that Adam Silver was talking about, Adam Silver is the commissioner for the NBA, that they were planning on doing like a midseason tournament. And what's that to determine playoff seeding?
No, not at all. It's just like I think he wanted to do it similar to soccer, I guess. Mm-hmm. How
you
doing it?
Where you have just like mini cups, like mini. I guess that like help morale of like the losing teams, maybe. Mm. They have something to compete for. I mean, I don't mind it. I think it's cool. It gives you a little more action. You know what I mean? It keeps like a player that's a team that's not doing well in the regular season, but there's like they're in this mini cup,
yeah,
and they have something to compete for.
That's true. So, and also probably give a chance for the niggas on the bench to get, you know,
yeah,
to make their money,
yep,
dead to yep, prove themselves. Yep. Actually, like, because you know a lot of these niggas don't get off the bench, and sometimes they aren't able to make a name for themselves until somebody gets hurt. Mm-hmm. So even that could be like
I think a lot beneficial. Of teams should take some of the policies that. A lot of not teams, sports should take away some of the way that soccer is structured. Ever since I got into soccer like a year or two ago, it's one thing that they have that I think should be in all sports that promotes just it's going to be hard, but it's going to like it promotes the most fiercest of competition and wanting to be better, and it eliminates tanking. 1,000 There should be relegation. What is relegation for those of you who don't know and don't have context? Relegation is a system in which, say you have a league of 20 teams. For example, I'm going to use
the Knicks.
Let's say the NBA, for example. I'm going to use that as an example. Let's say the top team is the Warriors, right? Mm-hmm. And then the bottom team is the Knicks, right? In a season, they play the season. The bottom three teams, they literally just take them out of the NBA. You're not an NBA team no more.
Yeah.
And they move them down to a sub-league, which we could just use the G League, for example. Mm-hmm. And then the top three teams of that G League will get moved up to NBA.
Yeah.
So I think I know it's a lot of things that could be it could be hard with that. Like, say, for example, like
The talent pool
is not so much of a concern for me. I think the resources of a team, like the money, maybe because like if a team gets relegated, they lose some money. They got to incur some penalties. Like,
yeah,
if you get relegated, you get like your signing like bonuses cut or whatever. Like you get a lower cap limit. And then them teams that get relegated, like,
get a higher upgraded, cap,
you get your cap increase.
Yeah.
Or you get some pick, get some compensation picks.
Yeah.
Or something like that to get it a little mixed up. But it has to be a penalty for losing.
Yeah.
Like, what we do now, we reward teams for losing. Yeah. Like, you're incentivized to lose.
I say, we would know.
We would know.
Tank gang.
Hey, all day.
Yeah.
But when you're incentivized to lose, like, you're always going to have that at least bottom 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 teams that's trying to shoot to be the bottom so they have a chance at a pick.
And then just widening the gap of the competition, the teams that are providing competition and the teams that aren't. So.
And then when that eventually creates a rip where it's really only what? 4 or 5 teams that are really competing for a championship.
Yeah, it was like a waste.
You know what happened in soccer last, like this year? It was two teams. Well, just two teams were mad nice this year. Mm. But the other, like, 4 teams below them, niggas were deadlocked.
Doodoo.
From, like, 3 to 7 was a fucking dead. Like, it was super gridlocked.
Yeah.
So, that's the type of competition I want to see in basketball. It's a lot of, I don't know. It's a lot of X's and O's and things that had to be shifted around.
I feel like soccer's a little more, it might be a little more simple to do that as far as like relegation and stuff. It would be interesting.
It's different because they don't have a cap limit.
They don't. Yeah, that's true.
Soccer's no cap limit.
And, yeah, just, I was saying, and the way you acquire players is different.
It's
too.
Different because
like you buy them, right?
Yeah, you literally can just buy somebody. Like, yo, Real Madrid wants to sell Gareth Bale for 50 million euros.
Yeah.
And they just put him up for sale, like, yo, who wants him? And then some teams from somewhere be like, all right, we'll take that, boop, and then that's it.
So you they can bid on it, right?
His salary, right?
You pay the 50 million for in his salary, boop, you got him. That's it. That's all. That's it.
Yeah.
It's rarely like trades.
Yeah.
Like this team puts up this player and then this team puts up this player and they swap.
Yeah.
It's usually a player for money.
Yeah.
And then it's usually player for money or like that. And then in soccer, each team, there's no limit on how much money they can spend. Did I say cap money?
Yeah, there's no cap.
Because they all earn their own, like, the money, it's just about the money they earn as a team.
Yeah.
Like, say, under those rules, the Knicks would be out of the fucking wild because they just get mad money.
Yeah.
But there's no cap. They have a cap, so it's like a limit you can spend.
That's just so they can limit how much money the players can make.
Yeah.
That's all about.
But you know how that goes.
Yeah.
But enough of sports.
Talk about Aubrey.
Oh, yo, he's... Yo, your boy Drake's been on one for about a while now, actually. A
couple weeks.
For a good few weeks, he's been on fire.
Over a month, actually.
So, number one, like we mentioned earlier, the Raptors are in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Raptors apparently have 2 mascots, which is the Raptor and Aubrey Graham. yo, I know you guys been watching. You're like, this nigga's just everywhere. Like, he just on the sideline, just dancing.
I've been thinking this, though. I'm so happy they finally said something because he was just doing way too fucking much.
Adam Silver, again, has had to speak to him.
Somebody really spoke to him?
No, Adam Silver had to contact him. Yeah, like, yeah, no, they said it today.
The commissioner. Adam Silver,
the commissioner had to contact him.
Nigga, relax. Because like, he's on the sideline.
If you haven't seen, a distraction to the game.
Yeah, literally.
You are. Like, he is a distraction.
Like, the camera shows, like, it'll show Kawhi, it'll show Nick Nurse, and it'll show Drake. Like, why the fuck?
Why am I looking at Drake?
Like, I understand he's a celebrity in the crowd, but there's a lot of celebrities in the crowd. Like, he's so much of a spectacle that they have to show him every 2 seconds.
And it's not just he's a spectacle just because he's famous Drake.
Yeah.
Drake is doing shit to be a spectacle.
Yeah.
He's like he pointed out earlier, like, the Bucks are trying to inbound the ball, and Drake's standing right next to
them.
Like,
yeah, right
niggas are trying to inbound the ball. He's right there in the air talking about
literally you. Literally right there.
Talking shit. Like, bro, you can't be this close to this
man. I'm trying to do my job right now. There's millions of dollars on the line. Can you not?
Like, this is literally the biggest game of my life. How about if Drake was doing a show, and Giannis Antetokounmpo was coming up to him while he's trying to...
The Greek are freaky in the shit.
While he's trying to rap the Jack Stiver hand.
Exactly. Like, fuck out of here. He's annoying. Like, and then he also touched... He touched the Raptors coach, but it's
he didn't touch. He molested that
He massaged his shoulders.
I was waiting for him to pull his hankies down and give him a fucking happy ending.
Yeah, give him a blowjob. Why don't you?
Give him a sucks.
Give him a case of the sucks. Hey, but he's
give him a full release.
He's a wild dude. And I don't even feel like he embodies like the spirit of Toronto when he does that shit, because I don't think they're like.
You hear his speech after when they won?
Yeah, he was bugging.
So emotional.
Yeah. Like, I understand, like, you're emotional. You're at the game. You're the global ambassador for this team. I get it.
His logo on their jersey.
I understand. But, like, you got to know where to draw a line, bro. Like, you look like you could never own a team.
Oh, they would never let him own a team. I think you ruined his chances.
Because they have a vote on that, right?
Yeah,
the other owners.
Yeah.
First of all, just because it's Drake, he's black. He's not on. They would never.
Yeah, it's already hard enough. Not saying he had to get on the sideline and act like a good boy, but if you could have got on the sideline and acted like you had some sense and acted like a regular person, you'd be fine.
If the motherfucking niggas on the sideline in the actual game that play the sport can't be next to the coach
or touch
niggas like that, nigga, your fan ass can't do it.
Imagine if Jeremy Lin would have gave Nick Nurse a massage.
Nick Nurse would have slapped the dog shit out of Jeremy Lin. Like the dog shit out of him.
Literally, the dog that eats the dog shit out of this nigga.
Nick Nurse might have pulled his pants down, pooped into his own hand like a fucking chimpanzee, and slapped the shit on, the literal shit, out of Jeremy Lin. Had that nigga's face sticking for a week.
Some mark.
Hella poop in his ears. Ah, I can't get it out. That'll give him something to do on the sideline. He ain't doing shit else. Fucking thief. I'm so tired of Drake, bro. And then another corny thing. What's that? The Bucks owner's daughter was wearing a Pusha T-shirt.
I didn't mind that.
Like,
he made her his profile picture.
Yeah, I'm like,
which was a little funny.
Well, yeah, that was a little. I get it, but it's
but
like,
he's like that though. That's why he was like, I see what you did.
Yeah, that was a little funny. That was fine. Like that little back and forth, whatever. But the fact that he goes like so hard, like on the court, is he's such a distraction to the fans. Like
his corniness,
he's just a corny ass nigga.
The fact that TNT keep putting the camera on him because he's doing.
Yeah, he's just a corny ass nigga. By the speaking of Drake, if you haven't realized that Drake is a very corny individual by now, you just sleep. Wake up and smell the coffee.
If you're holding out hope that this is some act and that he's a really cool guy,
no, Drake is not cool.
That nigga is a corn ball.
He
just
makes just
a lot of money.
Yeah,
he's just an obscene. A lot of niggas are cool when they got bread. I promise you, they seem cool when they have $50 million and they can buy get a jet.
That's about it.
They seem really cool. But I'm telling you, find the corniest nigga you graduated high school with, right?
Yeah.
I want to do it. Just think.
Think
about
it. Long
think
hard.
About how they would act, right? Think of the corniest nigga you know right now, today, right? And then in the mail tomorrow, they got a check for $500 million, right? That's their money now, no taxes. And then on top of that, in the mail, they got a record deal.
Yeah.
For 10 years.
Yeah.
And they got pre-filled songs.
Pre-filled songs guaranteed top 10.
Guaranteed
songs.
Top 10 hits, video treatments, all that. How do you think that person would act?
Still the same nigga though. He's gonna be the same corner.
Now, compare his actions to those of Drake's today. Pretty similar, eh? Don't think about it. Don't think too hard. You'll
don't think
hurt
too
yourself.
Hard, yeah.
And
speaking of corny niggas, let's talk about Snicker Joe Budden.
Oh, that's your man. That's both of y'all mans. Because y'all, Corey, you jumped on the Joe Budden train real early.
Oh,
Mike, you're on the Joe Budden train now.
Okay, first of all.
But me. I remain strong through all of the bullshit, through all the stuff when niggas was like, "Yo, Joe, I mean, his show's pretty good." You know what I'm saying? He's a good nigga.
This is what it is.
Now he's out here looking real spooky, acting like a goof.
I still like his podcast.
I still like.
Yeah,
I'm still not off. I'm still good.
See, this
I'm
is, this
still
is the
fine.
Problem. This is the problem.
I'm still
this
good.
This is the problem.
Not supporting him.
This is the problem.
Fuck that nigga.
I think I know what he needs. When he's single, He's a fucking douche. He doesn't have his family.
He doesn't.
His family's gone. Like, they left him.
Didn't he cheat on his wife?
I don't know what
allegedly,
he did.
Allegedly, black men don't cheat. But.
Joe Budden cheats.
That nigga does.
Joe Budden does.
That nigga doesn't. Okay. Let's not delude ourselves.
Yeah.
So, I think him, he is a corny individual. He has his moments, man. And this is one of his moments where I can't even ride with that shit. And yeah, I never really ride with shit he does.
What exactly
so this is what
I got the video. Let me play the video.
You want to play?
Yeah.
I want to explain it, but so I'm about to play it right now.
Yeah.
But basically, to explain it is.
Is that like a fact?
No, it's a fact.
His dad is locked up for killing someone?
Yeah, his dad is like a fucking. And I read this in like five different
articles. His dad was his manager or something like that.
I think it's uncle. His uncle.
We're talking about Kawhi Leonard right now.
Be careful. Dad is in jail, I think, for whatever. I won't get into it, I'm afraid.
Absolutely.
And the uncle is out handling the business. But when you look at Kawhi and his game and his demeanor.
Yeah.
Don't it sound right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you're happy to know that.
Yeah.
Then you're happy to know that. Then you're like, that's why Embiid dead at the jokes. It wasn't so many jokes. It wasn't so many jokes in that Philly-Toronto series.
Yeah.
Now I understand.
Yo, Kawhi, we fuck with you over here. You know what I'm saying?
I get it now is all that I'm saying. Is all that I'm saying. Do you guys have anything else?
That's false information, Joe. His father, Mark, was shot and killed January 18, 2008 at the Compton car wash he owned. He may have been involved in something, but he has now passed away.
Okay, rest in peace to Kawhi's dad. That doesn't change my story at all.
I'm just telling you, he's not locked up.
All right, so he's not here. Well, guess what? In the articles I read before he left, he was getting busy. Mm. And to my knowledge, I think the uncle's getting busy. Mm.
Cornball ass nigga.
So basically, I guess they were talking about Kawhi Leonard and his father. Basically, what happened is Joe Budden was saying that Kawhi's father was like basically like a gangster type nigga, was into some thug shit or whatever, and like he's in jail or whatever. But turns out that his father, Kawhi's father, was actually murdered in 2008 at a car wash that he owns. He owned the car wash, was murdered, and apparently, ever since that happened, Kawhi was never the same after that. So, when you take that in consideration to how his personality is now, I could possibly see how that trauma of losing your dad
is literally just trauma.
Could affect you in the way it has. Maybe, he said he was never the same since, so maybe, like, they saying, like, he wouldn't talk to his mom for, like, a long, like, he wouldn't speak. Like, at all. So, him being this quiet, introverted person, like, almost...
It just wasn't always him.
Yeah, that wasn't always him.
It's like he's a shell of himself, basically.
So, the main problem I just have with the Joe Budden thing is like, alright, you said something that wasn't fact-checked. Somebody told you you were... You said something wrong. Somebody told you you were wrong. You processed that, heard that, then double down on what you said anyway. And then it's not like we're talking about like how many like some bullshit like how many shots did James Harden hit in a game. Like something with numbers that you can quantify, or something that's not nothing serious. We're talking about a fucking dead man.
Yeah.
The father of somebody's dead father.
Yeah.
Not cool, bro.
And the nigga's just laughing.
Not cool, bro. It's not wavy. Like, it's not the way to do
things. Joe Budden's a weird nigga, bro.
And then what also makes me sick is, like, he's, like, the main one, if you listen to this podcast, talking about, yo, we don't talk on the dead, don't speak on the dead, don't talk about a dead man, dead woman anyway. Like, we got to respect and honor the dead. For him to just do that is a little, like, whatever.
Contradicted.
And then on Twitter, he still doubled down and was like, yo, that's not what I meant. I was doing this. Like, bro, you just...
Nah, we know what you meant, bro.
Sometimes you just gotta apologize.
Keep pushing.
This thing would have been over in a half a day. A half an hour. We just say, yo, I'm sorry. I really wasn't... Keep it moving. Which, you know, niggas gotta be dumb.
Niggas gotta get their jokes off.
Listen. All right. This podcast, we are 99% jokes, right? This is what we do. Thanks. This is how we get these shirts off. This is how we get the merch off. Go check the merch out on ntspodcast.com. New merch coming soon. That's how we, you know, do our bread and butter over here. But there's always a limit, you know what I'm saying? And we always have a bottom, like not a bottom, but like a line that we don't cross.
Yeah.
And lines that I never like to cross is like dead family or anything like that. Like, yeah. Nah, bro. Like, it's okay to have, you don't have to get the jokes off by any means necessary.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's okay to step back and be like, yo, we don't know nothing. We don't know about the situation. I was just informed about this and such and such. So with this new information, I really don't want to comment on that or make jokes about that because that's not right.
It's pretty simple.
It's pretty simple. It's pretty fucking simple. I understand why taking accountability is such a hard concept for niggas nowadays. It's pretty sad, actually.
It is, yeah, but. Niggas going to nig, and Joe Budden going Joe Budden, so what are you going to do?
It's shame on you, Joe Budden. Shame, shame. Not cool, bro. Oh, what else do we got? We're just flying through the itinerary today.
Pistol whip.
Oh, yo.
Yeah, that was a messy one.
So, all right. Whoo. So, self-love.
Hold on. I'm a... take my contacts out.
Okay.
I was like, you pause right then. That was perfect.
All
right. I'm going to pause real quick.
We're going to take a quick break.
You don't have to say that.
Fuck it. We're going to be right back. We're being honest with our family. All right, we're back. What's going on, everybody?
scared niggas?
Yeah, you got to scare niggas when you come back. So you seen that video. All right. I seen it yesterday or 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Very disturbing. So I seen this video on Twitter. You have the contacts better, LZ. So what are we talking about here?
Basically, it looked like I didn't watch, like, it was like a kind of like a thread. So it was like multiple videos. But it looked like what happened was there was a girl, and she was messing with this one girl's boyfriend. You know, regular shit. And the woman who had
normal as the sun rising and setting.
And the woman who had the camera.
A man has two dumb bitches fighting for
exactly. It happens all. Nobody has this happen. Nobody says it happens to them, but apparently it happens all the time. So,
isn't that great?
Isn't it great?
Never happens to me. It's exactly how. Always constantly happening.
It's like how niggas say they don't fuck ugly bitches, but. We got all these ugly baby moms out here. So
all these ugly bitches.
Somebody's doing it.
Our child.
Yeah, somebody's
They're
doing it.
They're not all the Virgin Mary.
That's what just happened.
It's not an immaculate conception.
Yeah, no, not by any means. But so basically, there was the girl who was the girlfriend. She recorded herself pistol whipping the side chick.
And honestly, I've never seen
anybody get pissed with.
Yeah, but so that was violent.
That hurt my suburban.
I was like, oh,
I have
my
never
suburban
seen,
sensibilities.
Yeah,
oh, a shook.
You want to talk about culture shock,
bro? I was afeared.
I've seen a lot of shit on like Live Leak and stuff, but I've never seen anybody get pistol whipped.
I've seen.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm sorry for cheating.
Why did you do it, bitch?
That's a gun.
That's a gun, the butt of the gun.
You said you're pregnant. Is this what you want your baby to be?
Are you serious, bitch?
Hold on. Hold on real quick. The girl that's doing the pistol whipping.
Yeah.
A little nugget of information. She is currently pregnant.
With child.
So she has made her baby an accessory to assault.
Yeah.
The baby's an accessory. The nigga's not even born yet. So.
And I don't know
kid's why. Kid's got a bright future.
Yeah. And I don't know why she took the. She thought it was smart to record this. She just recorded herself literally doing the crime. So.
You know her dumb ass put it on Facebook. Like,
yep.
This is what happened to bitches that fuck with my
with bitches. Yeah. This is what happened with y'all. I'm between my family.
Y'all ever fuck with my family, bitch?
Oh, man. Go ahead.
Uber now.
Okay. I'm here.
And don't ever talk to him again.
Okay.
That girl is so
I swear
afraid.
To God.
So
okay.
I'll
so fucking
her.
Kill you out here, bitch. Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes.
Because you thought that it was okay, didn't you?
Okay.
You thought that it was okay.
Please.
But you don't know me, bitch.
It's a gun.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
She's a weapon, like a
that
loaded
crazy, man.
Pistol.
Like, I don't even know what to say. Like, that shit was just so crazy. Like, there's people really out there. Like, you hear stories about it, but you don't see it because who the fuck records that? But when you actually see it, you're like, wow, this is not cool.
It's so much to unpack because, like, wow, you're really willing to do that.
Yeah, for some nigga who clearly doesn't.
For a nigga that
doesn't really take you seriously.
What's wrong with y'all? Mm-hmm. Like, people in general, like, what is missing inside of you that you would. That you're willing to assault, possibly murder another human being, risk going to jail, never seeing your kid again for a dude that cheated? Like, what is.
I don't know, but it does. It stems back to the dude who was doing her dirty. He shouldn't have been doing that.
If he was out here minding his business,
none of that would have happened.
But you know what?
You also can control your actions.
You know what the issue is? Like, if he doesn't go to jail though.
Yeah, he don't go to jail.
She does.
Yeah, lose.
That's like,
yeah, people live different, man.
All right, so now I gotta ask y'all, what's the wildest thing y'all did? I already know I'm gonna get a good answer out of one of us.
Yeah,
that's why. When I ask questions, I already know who's gonna give me a good answer. I know who's gonna give me a good one.
Wait, what were you about to ask?
So, like, the wildest. What's the wildest or most shameful thing you've done on behalf of a lady? Or laugh on behalf of a significant other.
That's shameful.
Shame things that you look back on. I was like, oh, what the fuck? Why did I fucking do that?
What the fuck?
Ew.
I say everything I got would date back to like middle school. Not even do anything. I don't even know.
He's such a good guy.
Nigga, I be chilling. Like, I be fucking chilling. Like, I be relaxing, drinking water and mind my business.
Such a fucking saint.
Amen.
He is. Sorry. What do I have?
Sorry. What, you just thought of a good one?
No, because I think it should. I definitely took niggas' girls.
Now, really
cool?
Nah, it's really not at all.
It's not cool, bro. Niggas that used to think that shit is cool, that shit ain't cool, bro. You really hurting another nigga's feelings, and then it's like you look at the chick less of a person too. Because
if she lets you do it,
you was allegedly happy.
Yeah.
What happens when you're not happy with me no more, ho?
You gonna do the same thing to you that she did?
Like, I would literally be moments where I would be sitting, chilling with the chick, right? Mm-hmm. Nigga calls.
Really?
Nigga calls. And she would just say, oh yeah, I'm with Kelly.
Wow. So like lying, like.
Like, damn, you really about to suck my dick right now. You fucking lying to this nigga? Like. You about to suck my dick on date 3.
You about to suck the skin off, and I don't even know you like that. You about to
suck my skin off in my back room. You wilder. But don't suck too loud. People sleep around here.
Don't not do it, though. I'm not.
Don't not suck.
I don't feel that bad.
But as you do it, I'm going to look at you a little sideways while you sucking it. But get the balls, though. But you tripping. Yo.
Oh man. Corey, you got anything?
So I was messing with this chick who was in a relationship, and we ended up having sex a few times, and then I just wanted to see like the pull, like, I guess I had.
What you could do?
Because I was young and dumb. I thought that this shit was cool, so I was just like, break up with your boyfriend. And they had been dating for like 4 years or whatever, but we were already having sex. And then she like called him, and then like he started crying on the phone.
Oh, you piece and then of shit!
She's crying on the phone, and then she was just like, she did that, and then she was like, "So we gonna be together?" And I was like, "No."
Oh, like, no.
Like, what?
Nah, this had to be high school.
I didn't say that.
I'm not gonna say the circa or what it was, but yeah, I was just like.
It was high school.
That could be any time.
That could be any time.
It could be any time.
You never know.
That could be any time before last year.
Yeah. You never know.
You never know. It could have been 2 days right before he took off the fucking.
Does this mean we're going to be together? What?
Are you stupid?
Where'd you get that?
Like, look what you did to him. And I think, like, that. I think, like, I don't know.
It's like a test?
Kind of. But, like, have y'all ever encountered, like, you're, like, talking to a girl and all she does is just, like, shit on her ex or some shit like that.
Oh yeah, when I
hate that. I hate that. Like,
when I already know when I see those, I know you were the problem.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, yeah.
It was you.
Yeah. Oh, he was so broken. This.
That's like somebody who quit their job. Be like, yo, I couldn't stand that job. Yeah, so they fired you, huh?
I couldn't stand it, Sean. There was too many rules, Sean. That shit was crazy.
They wanted me to come on time every day.
They wanted me to do my job, Sean. That shit was crazy.
Like, they had a nerve. They wanted me to clock out for lunch. Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, like, nigga, yeah, you sound like you just wasn't doing what you were supposed to be doing.
You sound like you got fucking fired for being incompetent. Just like you got fired from your relationship for being incompetent.
Yeah. Yeah, niggas,
disgusting.
Out here, as the kids say, they out here capping.
Nah, yo, that.
Ball capping. Hey, man, it happens to the best of them.
I was talking about this conversation last week. I know Corey, we didn't have Corey here, but like, just thinking about how trash niggas used to be. Mm. You ever sit back and think about like, wow, I've come a long way.
Yeah, I think like the shit that I used to think was cool is kind of stupid.
It's not cool anymore.
Nah, just like
just the shit niggas used to think was cool behaviors.
Like this, like with my high school ex, right? Mm. Like I remember. Like, I don't know if y'all know, but I never went to prom or whatever. And
that's right, you didn't.
Because I was dating Tatiana at the time.
You didn't go to our senior prom?
Never, never. Wow. I'm going to tell you why.
Let's not say names.
Yeah, well, she all right.
Yeah, she all right. All
right. Unblock me, I miss you. But, like, we were, like, talking about, mind you, this is my girlfriend of 4 years. And she was like, we were, like, talking about prom. And I was like, nah, I'm going to take this other girl from another school. And then she got mad at me. And I was like, why are you getting mad at me? And just, like, the thought process of me, just like...
wasn't there.
Like, yeah, just, like... And I'm looking back, like, what? I'm like,
that's retarded. Yeah, that why actually, would you do that?
That's the type of shit I was on.
Very stupid.
Yeah, that's some other shit. Like, that...
The fact that you...
Man, I would have got that at 4.
Yeah.
4-year-old, I'm like, yo, son, you tripping, dude.
Why you gotta go to prom with her? But that's your
girlfriend. Don't you wipe her?
Isn't it your girlfriend over there?
Don't you wipe her, wipe her? You wike her. Why you not take her prom?
It was like the thought process.
Yo, like, that's so like
that's only, different.
That's only something a fucking 16-year-old man or boy could fucking say. That's only something the prepubescent mind
could even think about.
Could think about.
Could fathom.
Think of process and then in turn
and say.
You understand? It went from brain and knocked around in there for a bit. And then it went down to the vocal cords, up through the tongue, and out the fucking mouth.
And then came out. Yeah, that's kind of weird.
She said...
She probably like, nigga, what?
Jesus Christ.
And you asked.
You asked. I'm going to go with this other chick.
Yeah, I'm going to go with such and such.
Yikes.
Yeah, you can stay here. You can't go to prom with anybody else, but... I'm gonna go with such and such.
Niggas remember prom though?
Prom's ass.
Prom was ass. Though? My prom was ass too.
Because of the shorty.
Nigga went to the same prom.
Yeah. With the limo shit.
The prom itself was good. Just it could no. It was
talking about 2011. Our prom.
Yeah,
it was terrible.
It was
the DJ though. Sucked. No, sat down the whole time.
Yeah, it was bad. It was all bad.
We literally just sat around.
It was all bad.
It was terrible.
I had beef at the time. My ex kind of ruined my prom back then. She kind of like sabotaged my shit.
Yeah, you did bring her. You did.
I didn't bring her.
Who'd you?
It's because I didn't bring her. I was getting sabotaged.
Oh, really?
I took what's her name? I took Melissa to prom.
Oh,
Mango.
Yeah, shout out to Melissa. Shout out to Mango. Check her YouTube out, chat. That's the homie. Yeah, love you, girl. Well, I took her to prom, but like. Because I took her to prom and not my ex, there's like some next level savagery going on.
Oh, wow.
And it was.
Well, did you have a reason for not taking her?
Well, we weren't together anymore. I think that's enough. I had broken up with her.
Oh, you broke up with her.
We were broke. I'm like, okay, we're not doing this no more.
So she was feeling some type
and this
of way.
Was like 2 months after we broke up. She gonna hit me up talking about, all right, your prom coming up. When we, like, bitch, what? No.
Yeah, my prom's coming up.
Yes, my.
I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know. Did you? You didn't even buy. What?
Did she buy a dress or anything?
No. So I don't care what you do now. You're not involved in this anymore. I got me a new date. You know what I mean?
You was working fast.
Yeah, he was.
I mean,
it was crunch time.
Niggas, it was 4 seconds left on the shot clock. I had to make a move.
It was crunch time.
And then, you know, I got the date. You know what I mean? Because me and, I got the date, you know. Yeah. Got the color. That was a very fast process compared to the other times I've been to prom.
Yeah.
It was a long, drawn out thing. Like, she gave me a little piece of her dress. Boom, boom, boom. Got the colors. Doom.
Yeah.
Got the little party bus money. Put that in. Do the party bus. Whatever. But, you know, I had a little... I mean, there's a little animosity left over.
A little leftover juice.
As the fairer sex tends to have.
Yeah.
And I hear she's talking shit on Facebook as like is the time to do. As it is to do at the time, like as the times were.
Did she start off? I just
Facebook was the medium for shit talking.
With the I just think it's funny how.
I just think it's funny how. Ooh, I got a few of those.
I got
a lot of those.
What the hell?
Shout out to my girl, yo. When I came out the bag with my girl, I got a lot of I just think it's funny how from a lot of BBWs.
Oh. You was leading them on?
There's a lot of thick women that were disappointed in your boy.
They thought y'all had something?
They thought I was the lead ambassador.
They thought.
And I was like, damn, son. It happens.
It happens to the best of them.
But with my prom,
you'll bounce back.
You'll bounce back, Chief. Stay up. Stay up, Duke.
B.
keep your head up, Duke. But I just heard a lot of shit talking. And then my date found out, and she got pissed at me. What are you doing?
Yeah, you're being messy. You're being messy. You got me in it.
I'm being messy. You got her in it. This is my fault. I can't control what she do. But it's my fault.
First of all,
I didn't give her all the facts.
Mel, listen to this podcast. I know she's gonna be cracking up.
She's gonna be cracking up. And I think I want to converse with her after this. Hey, yo, Mel, we gonna dialogue, G. Cause she the homie for real. She's
probably wondering.
I ruined our senior prom. We had some fly ass pictures, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, we was looking good than the motherfucker in that motherfucker.
Back with the limo, though.
No, so, alright. I gotta break it down. this chick is diabolical, my ex at the time. But we cool now. Everybody's cool now.
Yeah.
But she was so diabolical at the time. This chick that got a mole. She had a mole in the operation, like a chick that we...
Like a mutual friend?
A mutual friend that she made friends with from our school that was on like the same party bus as us, right? I'm not going to say who, but you know who I always talk about when I say fuck that bitch.
Yeah, I know.
To this day. So she had her basically... She's on the party bus with us, with her date. And then she like, all I'm hearing is like, Mike's is talking about shit on Facebook. She got pictures of us because old girl is taking pictures of us and sending it to her. And she's going on Facebook talking crazy. I swear to God, bro, that shit was like talking shit.
Of you at the prom.
Talking about me while I'm trying to enjoy my prom, I'm getting slandered on Facebook.
The banter was heavy.
The banter was big talk, heavy talk.
We're not a banter team, fam.
I'm not a banter team no more, fam. I was like Chelsea today, bro. In the UCL, I was like Arsenal, my nigga. We're a banter team. So, basically, then eventually, my date finds out. She's fucking pissed at me.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. Mm. Because I brought her into this. I didn't.
You didn't fill her in all the deeps.
I didn't think it was necessary because I didn't think this beast was capable of this amount of debauchery. I didn't think that
he's dealing with Drogon.
I didn't think I was dealing with fucking Daenerys. I thought I was dealing with a gilly. No, I'm dealing with motherfucking Cersei over here. And she done hit me with some wildfire.
Queen of Dragons.
She burned my motherfucking prom down.
Oh my god.
You know, me and her.
Does she know her?
No, she ain't fucking know hers.
So how was she doing that then?
She had the mole.
Oh,
like the other.
I told you the mole was taking. The mole was pictures. Taking pictures.
Yeah, but I'm saying the mole knew her, your ex.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, bro! I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. The mole was a mutual friend. Oh, so God. The mole knew everybody in the situation.
She was playing motherfucking.
She was playing both sides.
Playing spy.
I was wondering why
it was fucking so espionage at a fucking senior high school prom.
17-year-old.
Like if you don't shut the fuck up and let me do a wobble in this tuxedo in peace, bitch.
Because when I put her picture in the group chat, you had
every like, time I see her face, it's fuck that bitch. Yeah. To this day, like I don't give a fuck. Like, and she ugly, and she fucking, and she's washed now.
She is washed.
I gotta know who this is.
You know who you know, it is. We'll
I know, I'm
it.
Sure I do.
Anyway,
I can't read your lips. I took my contacts out.
Yeah, you're just waiting for motherfucking actually slip up and say the shit.
Yeah, right.
All right. Oh, you know, like relax, my nigga.
No,
say the name. I gotta go at back.
Now we gotta edit the bitch.
And
we
gotta edit shit out. Morning. Relax. So, well, you know, it all turned out good, I guess. The problem is still, you know, it's a funny thing I can laugh at.
Mm. But, good story to tell.
Shout out to my date, Mel. We're going to have a good laugh about this, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hope it doesn't bring back any bad memories. We enjoyed ourselves in Wildwood.
Yeah. Wildwood was lit. I was only out there for one day. My mom wouldn't let me go, but it's whatever.
It's wild.
But. Yeah. My parents were overprotective, which is why I used to get very drunk freshman year.
Yeah. That's why you wild out again.
That's why I wild the fuck out as soon as I got out the house. Yikes.
That was the first time I got caught slipping.
What? For the prom thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you started early.
That was the first time I ever got caught out there like on some like by women on some like woman shit.
Yeah.
And there's another time that happened. Mm. I don't know why this is all coming out right now, but it's a podcast. Fuck it.
Yeah, it's your podcast.
It's my podcast. I can talk what I want to.
You can do what you want.
So this is the second time. All right. I was, I'm not going to tell that story right now. Fuck that. We're done.
We're done.
It's basically a story where it's like, boom, I had got a girlfriend, right? And I got on Twitter, was like, yo, I got a girl now. Mm-hmm. You know how you dropped a little announcement with a pic or something?
Yeah.
And then some other chick hit me with the, oh, you got a girl? And like, added me and the girl. I'm like,
whoa, that's crazy.
Yikes.
I'm like, bitch, respect the code.
She's blowing up your
shit. What happened
with
your girl, though? What'd your girl say?
She was pissed.
She had every right to be, though.
She was had every right to be.
So what were you trying? I
patched that up real quick because that was Garbage Mike. Garbage Mike in his early 20s, like, that. All right, Team Mike was garbage.
But that situation, was the goal to have the side chick still? Or were you just hoping that she kind of like?
No, it was a thing where, all right, I was talking to one. I was talking to them both.
Uh-huh.
And one I was real serious about talking to because she eventually became my girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then one I was just talking to off and on, whatever, here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I guess she wasn't expecting me to have a girlfriend or get a girlfriend eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where she came out with the, oh, you got a girl, nigga?
Yikes.
And then I was getting a lot of heat too, boy.
Yeah.
That was Twitter.
That's not a good way to start your relationship.
No,
that's actually that
shit only lasted like 6-7 months, bro. Yeah. But again, the sagas of a trash mic.
You can write a book.
It's a long journey for your boy.
Just write a book.
But you know, I'm out here.
You're prospering now.
Prospering with my
changing new leaf. God's working on us every day.
God working on me every day with my queen Ting Ting.
Shout out to Eric.
Shout out to my queen Ting Ting. Shout out to you, Boo Boo. Do we have anything else?
The baby. If you want to talk about that, but
the baby beat some nigga up. They say he jumped him. Who cares?
Yeah,
he's not gonna let us forget this.
No, he's not. Did you see? video, it just came out today, it's like a video, he was in a concert.
Oh, the nigga, like, the nigga threw a dollar at him, he spit on the nigga,
like,
did you see that?
Which is like, whoa.
Wild disrespectful.
First of all, he just paid you on top of his ticket fee.
You and I don't think he meant it in like a disrespectful way.
Who gives a fuck if it was disrespectful? It's a dollar.
That's something you can shake off.
Whatever
shake
it was, off it is not...
It doesn't warrant you to spit.
Yeah, it doesn't warrant you to hock a loogie.
Like, he found, he looked in the crowd, found him, and then...
And it, what if it hit the wrong person?
Yeah.
Because if it hit me...
It's a high chance it did.
It hit, and I didn't... Ooh-wee. I'm taking the baby to a dead infant.
The dead nigga.
The dead motherfucker. The death. The stillborn. That nigga dying, bro. That nigga's
the stillborn.
The stillborn. The
fetus, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, nigga. The boarding.
The abortion.
The abortion. Hell yeah, nigga.
Just stillborn. Oh, God. Yeah, nah, you definitely got to fight that nigga after that. But, yeah, I guess since we are talking about the baby and fighting, basically he fought some nigga just walking to a store, right?
Just antagonizing like, him in a store.
Was like, he walked in there like a villain.
You deserve to get your ass beat. Like, you just ran up on a nigga
in the Louis Vuitton store and put his phone out.
Yeah, and no, you're not in Louis Vuitton. And your white tee, dirty white tee, about to purchase anything.
What the fuck?
Your sole goal was to go in there and antagonize the baby. Really? Like, and then you got your fucking rim rock.
Niggas' agendas be all fucked up,
niggas,
bro.
Niggas be having the most
wildest
priorities. Right?
It should be funny every time.
Did you go to, so you eventually went into the store, right?
By
you had a grocery list. You was like, I come in here, I was about to get a cell phone case and some batteries and some bed sheets.
Oh,
but over yonder, there's new up and coming rapper DaBaby.
Oh man, but you think like he knew he was there?
Nah,
I think he knew he was already there. Like
I think that's sicker if he knows that he was gonna be there. DaBaby's at the mall. Let me stop everything and go to the mall and antagonize DaBaby.
And then basically it led to DaBaby beating the brakes off this nigga.
Oh my God. Beating the doo-doo out that nigga. Yeah.
Literally beat the pants. He literally beat the pants off that nigga. I beat the pants off that nigga. He's not going to let us forget. He's going to rap about it all the time.
I beat the pants on the kapow.
Kapow.
No pat. No cat.
It's coming. But they're saying that he got jumped. And people are like, oh, he got jumped. Da-da-da-da-da. DaBaby didn't do it by himself. Nigga, so what? He still got his ass beat for fucking with a nigga.
Yeah, it was a deserved ass beat,
yeah,
too.
It's not like he got his ass beat for no reason. It's not like DaBaby just turned around and fucking swung on a nigga.
He didn't just pick a nigga and say, hey.
I'm mad. Like, he didn't.
Yeah. You look like you're due for an ass whooping. What are you doing there, unbeat up?
What are you doing over there doing nothing? Yeah. I don't know, man, but he deserved all that ass whooping.
He deserved all that.
He was just clout chasing. That's all it is. Niggas willing to get the ass beat for clout.
That's so bad.
It's we live in a dangerous time. And he has a lot of followers now too. So it worked. It worked. Niggas like that, I just block
him. That nigga gonna be selling something soon.
I just block him. Like, you're a cornball nigga.
He's gonna sell something soon. I don't know what he's gonna sell. But he's gonna sell something.
I'm not even gonna sell a t-shirt that says I got my ass whooped by DaBaby or some with pants. I don't know. Watch him get a pants deal. Watch Wrangler give him something. That'd be so funny.
I'm gonna put a Wrangler on my booty.
Robin jeans.
Sponsored by Robin. Baby's boot on my face. All right, we got one last thing I want to see before we close out today.
What's that?
I just wanted to share. Okay, this is a little gem. So, my boy Xavier, our homeboy Xavier.
Oh, yeah.
So, he sends me a picture, right? I guess he's ordering Uber Eats, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it looks like your typical Uber Eats screen where it says an estimated arrival. Such and such person is picking up your order. Latest arrival time by, 9:30 p.m. or whatever. But it has a little map. But the thing that's off is... Jack Meal, quote unquote, your Uber driver, is on a bicycle.
Motherfucking bike. I didn't even know you can do that.
I didn't think you could do that either.
Uber Eats on a bike.
And I don't know if I'm comfortable with
that. The worst part about it was raining.
So that means your bag is wet.
The food's getting wet.
The food's getting wet. The purse is getting wet.
I don't. Yeah, that's just all bad.
That's. I don't know if I whether to laugh at this person or praise this person because the grind never stops.
This bread, the bread ain't going.
Going to get itself. Yeah, the
bag ain't going to chase itself. All right. So shout out to them.
But
I don't know how I feel if I order Uber Eats and the nigga pulls up on a Huffy.
You can't give me my food on a Huffy, bro.
So then it's like, especially in the suburbs. Like, we live in the suburbs, so you should have a car when you go in these places.
Yeah.
But like, it's not like we're in the city or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Anyway, look out on, like, you know how Uber where it has the, like the car. Yeah, show the model back. Be on the lookout for a Huffy X332
silver pegs, like
silver pegs, blue frame, and a baseball card in the spokes. Look out for a sound.
Like, oh, man.
Like, nigga, what?
All right, you got to respect the hustle, though. Shout out to, what was his name? Jacquemille?
Jacquemille.
His name is
Jacquemille. You still be Ubering?
No, actually, I don't do it. I'm still, like, on the app. But I don't do it anymore. I've just been too busy. I don't even have time for it.
I'm about to take this.
Yeah, I'm saying like the only day I have off right now is Tuesday. I work every other day, so I'm not about to Uber on my one day off.
Hell,
I'm gonna just rip that sticker on my windshield. And also, I heard that your insurance can possibly drop you because they don't cover Uber. So if they find out that you do it, you possibly get dropped. So. It's not worth the risk.
It's not even safe working that much. This is coming from a person that does work 7 days a week.
Exactly.
It's not safe.
Exactly. It's not safe. I'm tired as fuck right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm definitely not about to be driving niggas around tired. So exactly. I'm probably going to rip that sticker out my window. You know what I'm saying? I'll chase a bag, but I ain't been to chase it that hard. I need my sleeps. Need my rest.
No, right. Man, like, I'm not finna chase it to death.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm not spending. I got my whole life to work. All right,
word.
I'm not about to burn myself out.
Our whole literal lives.
Yeah. Capitalism ain't going nowhere.
It's not going a damn place. You can try. You can try. But
and
not.
On that note, because niggas are tired, we're gonna end.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody. You know what I mean? Well, let's cover all the bases.
All the bases.
Shout out to all the sponsors. Shout out to Shelby and them over at Garden App, Garden Apparel.
Yeah.
Garden App Clothing on IG.
Yep.
Shout out to the homie manager extraordinaire, Dalvin. Check him out and his work at Dalvin Digital.
Yep.
Dalvin Digital Design on IG.
Yep.
And you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. All same handle for myself is at Mike Lowkey at MikeLowKey. Mike Lowkey.
And you can follow me at DJELZEE on everything.
Corey V. Morton.
Yes, Corey the Pilot. _ after the.
So Corey the Pilot, KOREE _. No, the.
The _ Pilot.
You need a Twitter handle with no _ in it.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah, take that out.
Yeah, yeah. Don't be a pest.
No, it's Corey B _
Yeah, Corey B.
Oh, God. Get a new handle.
Here we go.
We're not promoting until you get a handle with no _.
Brother. Yeah, take that _
out. Brother, come on, man.
We don't do _.
You better.
Right.
Come on, follow the podcast page on Twitter at NTSPod. On Instagram at NotThatSeriousPod. The website, NotThatSeriousPodcast.com. That's where you can find out all of our streaming services, where we're at, where we're located.
Yep.
You can go down lower. You can shop some merch. Mm-hmm. You can go down even lower and go to a donate page on the PayPal. Throw a little cash on our respective ass.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate y'all.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you to everybody who listens, everybody who has subscribed, everybody who's ever listened to one episode, two episodes, all our episodes, anybody who's cop merch, donated, hasn't donated, listened to a word, told a friend to tell a friend.
Yep.
We appreciate all the love that you've given us.
Yep.
Shout out to all the other podcasts in Jersey. Do Not Disturb Pod. Shout out to them. It's a whole bunch of shit.
Sarcastic Savages.
Sarcastic Savages.
All them niggas.
All them niggas out there. Shout out to everybody showing us love. We appreciate all y'all for real. We really do. You don't understand how much it means to us. And it's been another week, and that's another episode. And we will see y'all next time. Peace. Yeah.